What'd you say?
I said, what up, Stinky?
Why I gotta be Stinky? Why you gotta come in and just choose violence? I have done nothing wrong.
Doubt it. You probably got something you did today that was wrong.
You deserve losses and trauma. Like, you don't get an excuse.
You don't know what I've gone through. That's crazy.
I know. And I'm telling you, you deserve more trauma. You have too much of an ego to not have been traumatized. You need more trauma.
You have a bigger ego than me.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Maybe when it comes to Star Wars, I do, because I've read more than you. I don't think I have a bigger ego so much as I think that I am more educated on the topic.
On what topic?
Any of them. In a general sense, I'm more educated on Star Wars than you are. You can't even deny that.
I mean, that's pretty egotistical.
No, it isn't. It's literally statistical, because I have read over 250 Star Wars books and you have read none.
I read the one.
Okay, you read one. 249 to go to play catch up.
No, thanks. That's too much work.
Exactly. I've put in the work. I've put in the time. I'm more educated than you. It's not egotistical.
It's pretty egotistical.
You're fighting with logic here and it ain't working.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. Now that might
be. You don't
be
know what my goals are.
I don't know. Shut the fuck up. Where the fuck are these nerds?
Oh, God.
Did he go to sleep? He's not even answering. He's not answering his text. Let me check his motherfucking location. Where this bitch at? He's at home.
It's like you got homie's location, like, on speed dial.
Does I have an iPhone? And he also has an iPhone, and we share our locations with each other?
That's weird.
I'm sorry you don't have friends you trust? I don't know what to say to this one. It seems like a personal problem. Exactly.
Okay, so Exotic's a bitch. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Force Unscripted. Today we got another episode for you guys. I think our topic today is going to be powerful women in Star Wars.
I love strong pussy.
I'm here with my co-hosts, Nikita and Exotic. Yep, fuck you guys. And
I didn't say anything. I just said I love strong pussy. I feel like that's an introduction in itself.
Is it though?
Yes.
Anyway, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Talking about strong women in Star Wars today. Or powerful women, sorry.
Mara Jade Skywalker. I win.
It's not a versus. Also,
I know. But...
you.
I mean, I feel like you can't talk about powerful women in Star Wars without mentioning the queen of the Legends timeline, Mara Jade Skywalker. I love her.
I mean, so did Luke.
Does that make me Luke Skywalker? Oh, shit. I do love chocolate or hot chocolate.
Do you fuck robots?
I'd fuck a robot, yes.
Okay, then yeah, it's pretty close.
With minor hesitation, but definite curiosity. I mean,
what's that supposed to mean?
Well, because, like, you know, in that Fuck, Marry, Kill where I was talking about Palpatine, like, I wanted him to, like, electro force shock my nuts, and I feel like the closest I can get to that without him is a fucking computer. It can electroshock my nuts. I mean, R2 has that little hand that comes out of so, you know.
Yeah, but you don't know where that data port's been.
I don't have to.
I mean, if that's all you're going for, I mean, somebody with a pair of socks on could just, like, go over some carpet and then just static shock you.
I'm not opposed to this either. In fact, I welcome it. Which one of you is willing to put on the fuzzy socks?
No.
See?
I'll put on fuzzy socks. I ain't touching your ass, though.
You don't have to touch me. You just gotta get really close, but you don't have to touch me. You gotta hover around my... This is about powerful women. Why are we talking about my balls?
I mean,
it was your tangent.
Was it? Or did you guys just fuel it?
All the above. I mean, Mara Jade's a super dope character. There's whole tons of lore about her. We know from our Versus episode that she was originally a Imperial spy. She was a... I'm so tired. What's the word when somebody's, like, infiltrating an organization?
Stealth op? Was she stealthy?
It's, like, got two in the name. It's, like, two... Two-Face? Whatever it is.
Espionage?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so we know she was hiding out with the rebels, trying to be a spy for Palpatine. And then there was a... I forget the exact scene, but essentially they were flying a X-Wing op, right? And they get into combat, and it gets so crazy that Luke decides to rely on the Force to guide, like, what targets he's shooting down, and Mara is giving off bad guy vibes, and so he shoots her down. She manages to survive that, and later on they get married. So, I mean, sounds like a Southern-style relationship to me.
I love the enemies-to-lovers trope.
I'm sure there's plenty of people who have shot somebody and then ended up marrying them. There's got to be at least, like, a handful.
And like you said, I'm pretty sure that that's definitely, like, a Southern love story. Like, I feel like if you were to Google that and put Texas at the end of it, you would find very detailed, like, accounts of the same situation.
Yeah, because it's Texas.
Was back in Texas.
Marjade's super cool. She ended up, I mean, she did a whole lot. She was the mom to Ben Skywalker. Not Ben Solo, Ben Skywalker. Talking legends here. And she ended up getting killed by her nephew, Darth Cadus. Jason Solo.
Poison, of all things. Like, she didn't lose a fight. She got poisoned. I will never not be mad about that.
I mean, he was too much of a bitch to do the job himself. Obviously, Leia's always a contender for powerful women in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think she's a solid number two, especially in the Legends timeline. Like, I don't know too much about her lore and canon, but, like, I mean, she's trained by my favorite character to knighthood. And, I mean, she runs around the galaxy for the greater part of 4 decades, just trying to fix shit that's broken. That's not even her fault, but she feels responsible.
Yeah, because it was her dad's fault.
Okay, like, maybe for the first decade. After that, it was just shit going off the walls because fledgling government being attacked by other shit outside of the galaxy.
Apparently, I haven't read the new books, but apparently she got ousted as, like, Vader's daughter in one of the newer books, and it was, like, a heavy betrayal kind of thing, because the person who ousted her was a really close friend of hers.
Oh, shit?
Yeah, he, like, got some classified or secret, you know, he found some documents and then ousted her basically in front of, like, the entire Senate when she was running for, like, chancellor or whatever.
That's crazy. There's a couple of mentions of it, like, in Legends. Like, the most notable one is with the Nogri, like, because they loved Vader so much, even though he was basically stripping their planet and forcing them into indentured servitude, aka slavery with extra steps. And they still loved her because they knew she was the daughter of Vader. And then, like, she has this weird moment in The Truce of Bakura where, like, Anakin appears to her as a Force ghost, and she's basically, like, pissed off and, like, fuck off to the ghost. And the ghost never really comes back, but she does reconcile mentally with him. But damn. Snitches get stitches. Does the guy who revealed her get got?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in the spoilers because I didn't want to spoil the whole thing for myself, you know? I just saw Reddit posts with the screenshot of the page or a picture of the page. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, he deserves to get got.
We got, like, so there's Leia. I mean, Padme's a good contender, right? She tried.
I think she was very powerful.
My favorite female character that is pretty strong is Shae Vizsla from The Old Republic.
Hey, we managed to bring Mandos into this.
I mean, you can't talk about powerful women without talking about Mandos, like Bo-Katan.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't me that started it, so I'm happy.
You know, it's fair. Sabine also. I think Sabine's a powerful woman.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm excited for Ahsoka season 2 to see where or how she grows.
Yeah, I think she needs to be fleshed out a little bit more.
She got the perfect backdrop for it.
For real, stuck on stranded on another planet with, like, one of the best Jedi possible to train somebody whose entire way of life was, you know, militant, because Ahsoka was trained and entirely during the Clone Wars.
Child soldier.
Like, she knows they're both child soldiers. I mean, I feel like that's a perfect partner. Somebody who has found peace, you know, been able to let go of their, maybe not all of their aggressive tendencies, but, you know, been able to find peace, grow in the Force, become basically a gray Jedi. I feel like that's a perfect teacher for Sabine. And I did love that it wasn't just like Sabine immediately picks up on stuff and, you know, they move on happily. It was like Ahsoka wasn't sure about teaching her, eventually, like, gave in, started to teach her. Sabine rebelled because she didn't like all the don't do this, don't do that, which, I mean, I'm sure Ahsoka had plenty of PTSD with Anakin, right? And then even though Sabine is basically a neophyte in the Force, right, she really had no, I'm going to go with midichlorian count because I don't actually know her midichlorian count and I can't think of the word right now that I'm trying to think of. But, like, Sabine was just a regular ass. Force sensitivity, sure. But, like, the Ahsoka show showed us that everybody is connected to the Force, no matter how small their midichlorian count, and everybody can learn to channel the Force. It just takes practice and a good teacher and, like, finding your center of balance kind of thing.
Okay, so my only counter to that is that, one, we've known that well before Ahsoka, that the Force is connected to everything. But I don't think Ahsoka was trying to... I don't think Ahsoka was saying that, like, with enough hard work and practice, anyone can use the Force, though.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the exact quote almost that she says.
It's not true, though. She may have said it in the show, but that is just not... That has been shown many times, like, not only just in, like,
but now it's canon.
The Legends timeline. It's been shown in the canon timeline in the books, too.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, most people aren't reading the books, right? They're watching the media.
That's true, but I don't think even the media was trying to say that. I think Sabine is a special case. I don't think it was saying that anyone can learn to use the Force.
I'm going to find the quote. I wish Brick3PO was here, but I'm pretty sure the quote is basically like when Sabine is like, I can't do this. I have no connection or whatever. And Ahsoka literally says, like, everyone is connected to the Force and can learn to do this kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure that's essentially what she says.
I think everyone's connected through the Force and the Force can be channeled through any person, but I don't think that any person can actively manipulate the Force.
I'm pretty sure that one blind motherfucker with a stick in Rogue One.
He was a guardian of wills, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure he elaborated that as well.
Not that, no. Okay, Chirrut Imwe never... Okay, go ahead.
Insert Brick3PO, beep, boop, boop, boop. The Force resides in all living things, even you. And Sabine asks her why everyone doesn't train as a Jedi if it's true. And Ahsoka says, talent is a factor, but training and focus are what truly define someone's success.
Yeah, so, but like you have to have...
Anybody...
No.
Yes, but what I'm saying, she's saying talent is a factor, sure, because it influences how quickly somebody can pick things up, right? But she's saying with training and focus, anyone can be successful in harnessing the Force. Not saying everyone will be, again, because it takes training and focus, and you don't know how to train if you don't even know what the fucking Force is, right? So, like, you're not just going to see Jedi popping up all over the place, but it did show that, like, even the least talented, which is basically the general populace, can learn to harness the Force.
I think that that's talking about anyone who is trying to harness the Force, and the common layperson is not trying to harness the Force, but I don't think that the common layperson also has the affinity, talent, withstanding to manipulate the Force. That doesn't seem right.
We're saying the same thing. I'm saying the general populace is not going to have the knowledge or the connection to the Force or a teacher, that kind of stuff. So no, they're probably not ever going to.
But I'm saying even if they did, they couldn't.
I think this quote is saying that they potentially could.
I'm saying this quote could be wrong, and it's probably very likely to be wrong. That doesn't sound right. That goes against everything we've ever been told about the Jedi. Like, why would there be Jedi? Because there are initiates who are gathered and fail their Padawan trials and get sent to the agricultural corps because of their, like, weak tendency. That's like they have all the resources and they can still only just manipulate the Force to grow plants. But even still, they pass a certain inspection when they were picked up as a
because
baby.
Of midichlorian count. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay, that's fine. They had the midichlorian count to potentially be a good candidate to train from a child into being a Jedi, right? But that doesn't mean, like, they could have, literally the Jedi could have picked up every kid off the street. It would have taken a lot of fucking work and it would have been really hard, but they probably could have trained up a bunch of Ag Corps people. I'm saying, yes, midichlorian count is a factor. Talent is a factor. You're not going to just pull a random kid off the street and all of a sudden you got another Anakin Skywalker, but you might have another, you know, Etain, right? Like, she was Ag Corps.
No, she wasn't.
She was around that, like, power level.
Yes, but she wasn't Ag Corps, though.
Whatever. There's the first name that popped in my head. Okay.
I don't know. I'll agree to disagree. Like, I think if it is saying that, it's wrong. We can agree to disagree on that. But, like, a lot of content about Star Wars has told us that that is not the case. There are plenty of examples of, like, people who want to be a Jedi who have absolutely no propensity for the Force, no matter what they do to train, can't grasp it. They're just not able to.
That's true for anything anybody in even the regular world picks up, right? Like, you know, your fingers might not be dexterous enough to be a pro gamer, but, like, you can still game. You're not going to get to the pro level. You might just play casually at home.
Anyways, so talking about powerful women,
mm-hmm.
If we're gonna talk about
Darth Xana, love that bitch.
Hold on, bitch. Let me get one in. You've been fucking Exotic monologuing.
Didn't fucking do the intro, so now I gotta fucking like lead this bullshit. You so don't now I'm just on to. My shit.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll let you take over then. Fuck me.
No, please go ahead.
I was gonna say, since we're staying on like Rebels and Ahsoka, I think Harrison Dula doesn't get enough credit. I mean, she watched Kanan get fucking literally blasted to oblivion and continues to go and serve the rebellion and stuff. I think that is in a testament to itself, like just her being a powerful woman.
I absolutely agree. Hera is a very powerful character in Star Wars. And I mean, an iconic character. Like, a lot of people only watched Ahsoka because Hera was going to be in it live action.
They just want to see the ass. Shut up. That has nothing to do with her being a powerful woman. That has to do with her having a powerful ass.
That's, you see, you said powerful there. So, like, it still applies.
You know what? I won't argue that one because I love powerful ass.
I mean, Hera's super dope. A general in the Resistance, or, well, the New Republic, I guess. I mean, she was a general in the Rebel Alliance too, right? Or
yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, so she was part of what took down Palpatine. I mean, that's pretty badass. She shows up in the in Ghost at the end of Episode 9.
So oh yeah, I saw. Yeah.
She was there at whatever that fucking planet's called.
Exegol.
Exegol. Thank you, Jesus. So she was there at Exegol. Like, she was there basically from the inception of the rebellion all the way through till when they killed Palpatine for the second fucking time.
I also think that, like, I know I didn't really like her, but I think Dedra from Andor deserves mention too, because like there's scene in when they're like in the ISB headquarters where like she's arguing with the other, I forget what position they held, but like the other dude who's like, you need to steady the ladder before you try to climb it, when she's just trying to do her job. And granted, she was definitely overstepping her reach in a lot of situations, which is why she ended up the way she did. But I still think she exuded power. I mean, she was definitely fucking Cyril with the strap. I'm convinced on that one.
I am going to give you that one, because why else did she want the lights off, man?
See, what about...
And dude, the way she took down Cyril's mom, ooh, what a fucking read. That was so good.
Jin Erso.
Yeah. To work with Saw, like, you gotta have some grit.
Yeah.
And I mean, Saw only kicked her out of his group because she was too good and people were starting to ask questions about her relationship to Galen, right? I mean, that's what he said in the movie. If she was so good at, like, what, 16 or 17, that she was one of his best ops, like, that's fucking some good shit for, you know, working with Saw. I mean, he is huffing like Rido, but like...
I mean, she's like one of the only reasons that they were even able to get the Death Star plans.
I think she's basically the only reason they were able to get the Death Star plans.
Yeah, because how else would they have known Stardust was the name?
They wouldn't have known Stardust. They wouldn't have even gotten in the door with Saw, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have had the big old speech where she's like, you gotta fucking stand up and do something instead of laying down and dying. And then Cassian and crew would never have gone to go get those plans. I mean, maybe they would have. I mean, it's Cassian, right? But like, she kind of was the instigator for that whole lot of mini Bothans died to get us these plans. One of the few things that doesn't actually make sense. What Bothans?
There's always Bothan spies, bro.
I know, but it's just funny because there were no Bothans in Rogue One.
I'm pretty sure it was revealed. I can't remember if this was Legends or canon, though, because now it's starting to meld together. But it was revealed that the Bothans didn't actually do anything. They just took credit to pull pressure.
I mean, I don't think that really matters if it's EU or canon, because it's... feels like something they would do.
It, you know, it really does.
Yeah, Jyn Erso was a really good character. Mon Mothma, I mean, her whole, you know, character development arc was pretty powerful. The shit that she had to do to keep the rebellion alive, to fund the rebellion, secretly hiding in the Senate, basically imploded her entire life for the cause. The big raves speech, she went into? Which, say again?
So the raves she went into?
Yes,
I mean, sometimes you gotta rave to save the galaxy.
We love gay space rave.
That was some dope-ass music in Star Wars.
It was. It really was. Mon Mothma kind of earned my respect in the Legends timeline, especially because there's like a party on Coruscant and some Imperial governor throws like splashes a drink in her face, and the drink is lined with like this microtoxin that ends up making her like taking her out of commission for the greater part of a year. And like she's basically on her deathbed and like wills herself to get better and continue presiding as, like, you know, the, it wasn't Supreme Chancellor, I forget what the position was, the head of state, or the chief of state for the New Republic, that's what it was. And so I she earned my respect because she took the splash of, no one could throw a drink in my face and I'm not beating their ass, but she stood there, held her composure, like, got cleaned up and like proceeded as normal. Then they found out about the microtoxin and she still fucking pulled through. Love Mon Mothma.
We got my favorite Jedi, Satele Shan. Second female Grand Master of the Jedi Order. Fucking, with her fucking lineage, she was one of the strongest of her time.
You gotta be to bring back fucking Revan, right?
Satele didn't bring back Revan.
Oh, that was Bastila, huh?
Yeah, that's her grandmother. Yeah. Or her great-grandmother? Or was it grandmother?
I think it was grandmother. But I mean, she had like a very deep understanding of both light and dark, and still a badass during the Old Republic.
My favorite little piece of lore about Satele Shan is that she fucked one of the Republic commando generals and had a son who was basically like a smuggler, a really good fucking smuggler. There's a whole book about it in Legends. She had a love child.
She fucked Jace Malcolm, I think it was.
Yup. She had a love child. They were caught on Alderaan. That's where it happened.
We got like Darth Zanna. Love Darth Zanna. Badass. Took down Bane. I mean, you got to be powerful to take down Bane.
Okay, to be fair, Bane exploded on purpose.
He took himself down. His own lightning was what fucking killed him. But like his mental, you know, like will was plenty strong enough to try and, you know, body snatch her, right? And Zanna won.
I mean, without her, the rule of two doesn't proliferate, right? So
correct. Yeah, because I mean, Bane was like, well, maybe I will just live forever. Fuck the rule of two. And Zanna said, nah, I'll take a little bit of Parkinson's to get rid of your ass.
Ooh, shaky hands, baby. Okay, I got a controversial one. I might get some hate from Exotic, from maybe even you, honestly. But I think Rey Skywalker deserves to be in this talk.
I mean, yes, she's a powerful woman in Star Wars. And I mean, no hate. Like, Rey was a powerful Jedi.
Oh, here we go.
Full hate. Oh, man. I don't know.
Close your mouth before I stuff your mic in it.
Ooh. I don't like the character.
I mean, that's fine, but you can't deny that she was a powerful woman in Star Wars.
He surely fucking can, and he will.
I mean, she defeated Palpatine. It's like facts. It's empirical evidence.
Only because she got the fucking power of the other Jedi.
Okay.
Are using the Force. They're part of the Force.
That's part of the Force. Yeah, literally, that's part of the Force, man.
I don't know.
She is all the Jedi.
I mean, Palpatine is the culmination of like over 1,000 years of the rule of two, right? He's the most powerful Sith, basically, that we see. I don't know. Like, Nihilus could just eat people's like life force, right? He wasn't really like
the only person close to Palpatine is Valkorion, in my opinion.
So like,
yeah, I think Valkorion is stronger than Palpatine, but
probably, honestly,
I'm very tired. Yeah. Was Valkorion before or after rule of two?
Before, way before, over before. Full time.
Yeah. So I mean, we're yeah, that's valid because we're talking rule of two here. We're not talking individual Sith, right? So yeah, I'm sure he could have been. I mean, we also can't have this conversation without mentioning Abeloth.
Is a Force entity a woman? I feel like
she
that's
was a woman.
That's
she was a woman before true. She drank from that fountain.
But she wasn't Abeloth before that. I guess she was.
Okay.
But isn't she still considered the mother, though? So,
yes.
Yeah. I feel like this falls in the they-them category. That's a powerful non-binary person.
Non-binary entity.
Just a regular ass woman.
That's and true.
She was basically just the maid.
Was the regular? Yeah. So is the maid powerful though? Was she a regular ass woman? The maid?
We're talking about throughout time.
Yeah, but she's no longer a woman at that point.
Okay. And
like you could say you could justify that she's like maybe akin to a goddess, but like I feel like a goddess implies that they are powerful. And well, okay, I guess she is a powerful woman.
I'm glad you brought yourself full circle here.
I mean, then if you talk about Abeloth, you can talk about the daughter.
True.
Absolutely. I mean,
daughter was pretty strong, and now it's Ahsoka now, pretty much.
Did we even say Ahsoka? I feel like
getting
there. I mean,
we talked about her with
in tangent when we talked about Sabine, but we haven't actually talked about Ahsoka. But I mean, she's Anakin Skywalker's apprentice or Padawan.
I feel like outside of the Knolls, she, or I guess in most of the clones, she is the best child soldier. She is the best non-genetically modified child soldier.
I mean, Fett was pretty good.
Yeah, but he was genetically. Oh, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
You're right. But then Disney decided to make him watch.
All natural. Just the clone part.
Is Boba Fett a powerful woman?
I mean, Omega is.
That's true.
She's modified, no?
No. Well, I mean, does changing the gender modify it? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, but it wasn't like genetically enhanced like Hunter and Wrecker and them were, right? Like, she was basically.
She was female Django. Just
female Boba. Exactly.
Yes. Boba is Django.
And we can't forget Asajj.
Oh, absolutely.
Ventress is a badass.
I still say nothing tops Ventress from the micro series. That is the best iteration of Ventress.
On God. Until they make like her standalone film or series, like they need to do that shit. If I can just fucking pull Quinlan Vos out of Legends and just.
Well, I mean.
Quinlan Vos wasn't in Legends, I don't think. Was he? I don't remember him.
There's books with him, I know.
I don't think so. I know there's a canon book with him.
Is it canon though? I thought it was a Legends
book. Yeah, it's the.
It's like Ventress and Quinlan Vos?
Yeah, it's something of darkness, I think. I have it. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure he was in both.
Because like for the 5 minutes that Quinlan Vos appeared in fucking The Clone Wars is sick. I'd love to have a series with him and Ventress. It would be amazing.
He was definitely in at least a comic.
I feel like there was mention of him, but there wasn't much into his character. Because I remember Obi-Wan talking about having some mission with him and he didn't see eye to eye with Quinlan or something.
Yeah. I know he appeared
in the Clone
Wars.
There's a good amount of content on him from Legends. It's mostly
comics,
but I mean
he's still a cool character too.
Yeah, it's mostly comics, but I mean it's a lot about like, oh, and he was in like the official Star Wars fact things, so I mean Ultimate Visual Guide. Yeah, he's Legends too.
I got some more obscure picks too that are like
I was about to throw out one of my obscure picks.
Go.
My favorite Twi'lek, Darth Talon.
I mean, Darth Talon was pretty strong.
Golly, her fucking lightsaber's sick.
I don't know much about her, I'm not gonna lie.
She's the
she's the one Sith, right?
She's one of the Hands of Krayt.
Yeah.
And Krayt was once the leader of the one Sith, yeah?
One Sith.
Yep.
And they got taken out by Cade.
Yeah. Her saber should be the next one you get, Nikita.
Deathstick Skywalker. Oh, you know who else we kind of forgot? They're a canon character only, but Phasma. I think Phasma is a great example of a powerful. I mean, like, who else got fucking chrome stormtrooper armor?
And she got some books and stuff too, and apparently the books were really good. Her resolution of her character arc was maybe, you know, disappointing for some, but like, absolutely. I mean, you got to be powerful to get up that high in the freaking Imperial ladder. I mean,
as a woman.
It wasn't too many female stormtroopers.
Oh, speaking about females in the Empire, Admiral Dalla.
I mean, Dalla does become the leader of the Republic, right? At one point.
Yep. She becomes chief of state during Abeloth, actually.
Yeah. We got Jaina Solo.
Oh, yeah.
The Sword of the Jedi.
Bro, I want to read that fan-made one, the trilogy for the Sword of the Jedi, so bad.
You got to read the fan-made one for the fate of the Nulls and everyone.
Yeah, I do. I keep putting it off. I've really been diving into canon. I fucking love canon. Like, one of the characters that I'm also going to mention for my obscure pick is this character called Avar Chris. She's the marshal for Starlight Beacon. She's a master. And for those of you who don't know, Starlight Beacon is a space Titanic. Like, the canon timeline has a space Titanic. I fucking love it. But Avar Chris, like, she, the start of the High Republic series starts off with what's called the Great Hyperspace Disaster, which is basically the Nihil fucks up a ship in hyperspace and it shoots across the galaxy. The debris shoots across the galaxy at light speed, like blowing up, nuking planets and space stations and shit. And she's basically the reason why they're able to stop the crisis, because they're able to pull a flying piece of debris with hundreds of people in it out of, like, going near light speed from crashing into a planet and murdering the planet and the people. Like, that's pretty, pretty powerful. They're pretty powerful. Another obscure pick that I got is Tala Durith from the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up Aura Sing.
I mean,
I feel like there's better options than Aura Sing. Like, I don't doubt that she's not powerful, but she doesn't come to mind when I think of powerful women in Star Wars.
What's the light whip lady from
Vernestra?
Vernestra
Rowe.
Yeah, she's pretty badass.
I think there's this other character from the High Republic. I can't remember.
Oh. You tell me what story she's in, I probably can. But yeah, I like
complete blank.
I mentioned Tala Durith. I just like her story because of the fact that she was in, you know, a rebel implant in the Empire, and she basically helps Obi-Wan Kenobi fucking thwart Vader at the cost of her life too. No sacrifice more admirable.
What about Yaddle?
Oh yeah, shit, fuck, I forgot about Yaddle. And I forgot about Saba also, my favorite character from the Legends timeline.
Saba's a badass. Yaddle was a badass. Yeah, both timelines, Yaddle went out like a boss.
Yeah, she almost thwarted fucking Palps.
And in Legends, I mean, she went out taking a nuke that was gonna kill Anakin. She sacrificed herself to save the Chosen One by basically doing a reverse thought bomb.
Reverse thought bomb.
Nikita knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, you don't know about Darth Bane, do you?
Don't know much on him.
In his origin story, the Sith basically nuked themselves back to the Stone Age with something called the Thought Bomb.
He convinces them to create a... He learned from Revan's holocron and basically creates this, like, egg-type thing that he convinces all the other Sith at the time to help him create and then activate. But the real purpose of the Thought Bomb was that it traps the souls of any force-like sensitive beings in a specific radius or whatever inside it forever. So he manages to wipe out basically all the Jedi and the Sith in like one go that were on Rusan. And then he finds Darth Xana on that planet as well, orphaned.
And makes her kill a space puppy.
Oh, okay, I figured out the one from High Republic. Orla Jirini.
Orla Jirini? I love Orla Jirini, yes! Yeah, she's a Wayseeker.
Yeah. Her fucking lightsaber is sick. It's like the hinged double blade, silver blade. It's fucking amazing.
She's actually really fucking cool. I accidentally read one book out of order. After the High Republic, it's the Padawan book where Obi-Wan is a Padawan for Qui-Gon Jinn. And he finds her notes about a hidden planet and goes to discover it. And it's basically like the origin story for how Obi-Wan meets Dex in the canon timeline. It's a really good. Yeah. I fell in love with Ora Jirini. She dies to this beast called the Leveler, which literally sucks the force out of a person and turns them into like a ashen husk, and she meets that fate. But she's a really cool Wayseeker. She helps Elzar Mann see his way from the dark side after he starts to slip. I love Orla. Hell yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned her. I think
got Bo-Katan. We kind of tangentially mentioned her, but I mean, Bo-Katan was hella badass.
Oh yeah, fucking rebuilt the Mandalorians like what, four times?
Yep, rebuilt them from the ground up. Had plenty of character development. Goes from Death Watch to Mandalore to Outcast to Mandalore.
I'm trying to think of this character's name, and she's from the game. She's from Jedi Survivor. She's also in the first one too.
Because
she got the thyroid problem with them big ass eyes. What?
Sarah Junda.
Is that her name? The black lady with short hair?
Yeah, the one that went toe to toe with Vader for like a couple seconds.
Yeah, she got a thyroid problem with them big ass eyes. They're like it's gonna pop out of her skull, but she a bad bitch.
Yeah, she mentored Cal Kestis.
Speaking of Jedi Survivor, Maren was pretty badass.
She was the Night Sister, was right?
One of the Dathomirian Force users
that survived Grievous culling of the Night Sisters.
You know who we forgot? Tennel Kaa.
Tennel Kaa, wife to Jacen Solo.
Fucking love me some Tennel Kaa. And I also feel like the third sister has to kind of be mentioned. Reva, whatever her name was, from Obi-Wan Kenobi. I feel like she was annoying, but I mean, I think that she...
Very annoying.
She definitely like used her station to her advantage, or what she thought was her advantage, and then she got dog-walked by Vader. And somehow made it to Tatooine after, which I still don't understand.
And also, like, I mean, Barriss is pretty cool. Her arc was cool. Luminara.
Oh, yeah, Luminara.
Ayla Secura,
yeah.
Shaak Ti. How the fuck we forget about Shaak Ti?
Bro, she was so cool in the... She was also another one that was a lot cooler in the micro series.
She was very cool in fucking the Force Unleashed game. Like, fucking... When she,
oh, yeah, because
like,
she was the one that was on Felucia, right?
Yeah, and she, like, fucking just bandaged up. Fucking was... I wish that was her, like, canon death. That would have been sick.
I feel about, like, her having have kind of fallen a bit and steeped into the dark side. I guess I can kind of see how it's justified, but that was always the part that got me. I was like, damn, a Jedi really fell. It just seemed kind of out of character for Shaak Ti.
Yeah.
There's got to be some more that we're missing.
Fennec Shand.
Absolutely Fennec Shand.
Fucking got her guts blown out and just still fucking up everything with her marksmanship.
Ended up as Boba Fett's right hand. Bro, the scene where she takes out the pikes, that was sick. I will say that show did kind of flop, but Finnick taking out the pikes in that meeting, that was dope.
I got one. And I would still drag my nuts through anything for oh her. God. But Kira, Emilia Clarke, yeah, powerful. Yeah, pop, step on me.
I hope we get more, because we're getting a mall show, right? So, or a mall thing. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I hope we get more Kira content. We did get Kira content in Jedi, or not Jedi, Star Wars, like Outlaws. Jesus. Star Wars Outlaws, the smuggler, bounty hunter.
The game that flopped very hard.
Dude, that game was so good. Like, people are just, they just acolyted it.
I don't know. I didn't enjoy it.
I never tried it, but I wanted to. I like Assassin's Creed style games, so I think I would have liked it.
Like, a lot of the complaints people had, they fixed pretty quickly. So, I mean, they were listening to player feedback and fixing the shit that people were like, eh, this isn't the best. Most studios don't do that. They're just like, eh, suck it up, play the game. Give me your $60.
I think EA needs to give up the rights to Star Wars.
Their license already ended, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's why the Zero Company is a different producer.
Oh, yeah, it ended in 2023.
I got another obscure one. From The Mandalorian, the frog mom. I feel like you got to be powerful to know that little baby has ate your children's eggs. Or your own eggs that contain your children and still be okay with it. No, I love Frog Mom. She's so cute.
She was cute. I don't think she's okay with it, but like,
she's able to go on. She's able to persevere. That's power.
Yeah. I got another one on the left field. Fucking Maz Kanata.
Who?
Maz. Yeah. Maz.
Oh, is that the bitch with the big glasses? Yeah. I forgot that was a woman. Jesus, AT looking ass. Just orange.
Fucking holding on to fucking Anakin's lightsaber.
I mean, you gotta be pretty powerful for Luke to trust you with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one. Because this is a technical one. Jabba the Hutt as a powerful woman.
Fuck up with your
shut up.
No, Hutt's skin change.
I know, hermaphroditic and yeah, no.
Jabba the Hutt is a powerful woman.
If anything, Zero is closer to a woman than Jabba is.
Well, technically, Durga actually does go through the swap, but like, Jabba the Hutt has the capability and has probably been a powerful woman. I'm standing by this.
You just want.
You can stand alone.
I will die on this hill by myself. I don't care. Powerful woman, Jabba the Hutt. Name another woman whose titties can do what Jabba's do.
That cow cow thing that Luke was milking?
Oh, no. Okay, I quit. You win. Bro, I guess getting milked on screen does take some power. Oh, dude. Now I'm thinking about Milk Mommy again. This isn't the first time. I think that's about everyone, though, that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm sure we're missing plenty. There's just so many, like, cool women characters in Star Wars.
I mean, basically all the women that we see in Andor, I feel like, deserve an honorable mention. Vel, sure.
Vel, Cinta, Bix. I mean,
Bix, yeah.
Bix Kreia. Took one for the team. Oh, absolutely, Kleia.
Oh, Kleia. I'm thinking of Darth Kreia. Oops. Darth Kreia also?
Oh, Vice Admiral Holdo?
Oh, yep.
Absolutely. The Holdo maneuver?
The Holdo maneuver? Goated. How could we forget Holdo?
I was fucking, I just like was blanking on her name, so I just looked up fucking lightspeed maneuver, and that's the first thing that came up. That was a fucking badass way to go out.
Yeah, there's a lot of great powerful women in all of Star Wars. I think who is it? Rick James. You know, it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be anything without a woman. It's true for every universe. Honestly, the women make Star Wars great. I think if you were to have Star Wars without any of the women there, it wouldn't be the same story, and it wouldn't be as good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, without women in Star Wars, you wouldn't have Anakin because
Shmi.
Oh, we forgot Shmi Skywalker too.
Oh, she was. I was gonna get there, and then I got interrupted, and then I forgot.
It's okay.
But I mean, yeah. Okay. I mean, Shmi is basically Mother Mary, right?
Yup. Like,
and endured the tortures of the Tuskens for as long as possible.
Yeah, actually, that doesn't get enough. She survived for it was like a month or two, right? Yeah. It was a while.
Wait, I thought like the guide said it was like a week or something.
I thought Owen said she had been gone for a while and they had just given up at some point.
How the fuck do you spell her name?
Shmi.
Several weeks
with Shmi from.
Yeah, several weeks. Yeah, yeah. It was definitely like a month or two. Yeah, it was definitely a month or two. Like that's impressive.
Yeah, she held out, bro.
Until Anakin came to kill all of the Tuskens, including the women and the children too.
They deserved it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Can you give us your best Tuscan impression? Close enough.
It's the mic peaking that makes it better.
I can't really think of any other ones.
I really think that's it, honestly. I'm trying
that's
to
all I got off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through like as much stuff as I can, like Legends and Canon both. And I think that's
What's Starkiller's girlfriend? Fuck, what's her name?
I was thinking about mentioning her, but she doesn't really do anything that's great.
She tried to fucking Glock Vader.
Very unsuccessfully.
Still.
It was Eclipse. Juno Eclipse? Was that what it
Juno,
was?
Yeah. Yeah. Juno, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it when we were mentioning Shaak Ti about saying, but I couldn't think of anything that she did that was actually, like, notable. Like, she was brave for sure, but was she powerful?
Strong. I mean, she still helped the rebellion quite a bit.
Yeah, but that makes her brave. What power play did she have that was instrumental in the Star Wars universe?
Let's see if I can find any. Piloted the Rogue Shadow. She was a very successful Imperial pilot.
She was powerful adjacent. I don't want to give her powerful. in her own right. I think that's about everything, really.
She brought Starkiller back to the light side.
General Rom Koda did that. I feel like she didn't bring him over to the light side. She kept him tethered to reality and the anxiety of wondering if he was or wasn't a clone. But yeah, I think that about covers it. I ain't got anyone else.
Yeah, I can't really think of anyone else.
All right, Win Shit, take us home.
Hey guys, that has been our episode for you guys today on Powerful Women. Thank you guys for joining us on the Force Unscripted podcast. Make sure to follow us on all the socials. Twitter, formerly known as X, Blue Sky, YouTube, our website, forceunscripted.com, anywhere you get your podcast fix. Emphasis on that part of the statement. Thank you guys for hanging with us. Make sure to leave us a like, comment, review on the website, voice note, any questions you might want us to answer in any of our bonus episodes. We love the questions. Gives us content to bring to you guys. Shout out to all of our recurring listeners. We love you guys. We see you on the map. We always love when your dot pops up.
I miss you, ship guy.
Thank you guys for hanging with us. See you guys next time.
May the force be with you, everyone.
Later.